Shane Richards is USU's Landscape Maintenance and Operations Manager and has been working with the landscaping department to transition many of the university's lawns to plants that are more drought tolerant. In many cases, these plants are local plants. The project is part of an effort to increase sustainability and water conservation at the university.
Some gardens we like to do native plants, and our goal is to turn the water off after they're established. And those are more of a desert landscape like you see in front of the credit union. And then some of these are just more drought tolerant, where they're not natives, but they do require less water.
While the drought in Utah has played a part in USU's interest in switching from lawns to landscapes more appropriate for the state's arid climate, the university's push for landscape sustainability started before the drought hit Utah. To maximize the amount of water saved, Richards says the university uses technology in addition to drought-tolerant plants and landscaping.
Before we started doing a lot of emphasis on the gardens, we did a lot of emphasis on our irrigation system. We put in smart clocks that monitor the weather, and so it automatically adjusts the sprinkler system about every day. It'll say, all right, this is what we need or what we don't need, so to speak. And then after we felt like we had our irrigation system kind of where we wanted it, we started to put more emphasis into the gardens and changing the gardens out.
When selecting areas to improve, Richards focuses primarily on lawns that aren't used for recreation. Overall, the response to changes the university has made have been positive.
If it's played on or used, it's actually something that we usually want to keep, because that's the purpose of lawn. I think we probably get someone that, you know, feels bad that we took the turf out, but it's probably 90% positive, 10% negative comments on it.
For more information on how to create a localscape, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.